aboard the Budweiser Blues Cruise. On the phone with me, I have Mr. Buddy Hudgens to give you some information about the Mid-South Wrestling that's going on this weekend.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Good.
All right, you know, it's Friday, and I tell you, there ain't nothing that Buddy Hudgens like better than that's a Friday. I love Fridays. But what we got is a guest on the line that everybody's going to recognize his voice, and I'm going to get right to him. On the line is Johnny Cascio. Hey, Mr. Cascio.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Wonderful. You know, we talk about the show in Crystal Springs. That's tonight. That's at the old National Guard Army in Crystal Springs. Tomorrow night, we're going to be at the National Guard Army in Greenwood, Mississippi.
And I, just from knowing about the radio station that we're on, WGNL in Greenwood, I know how powerful that station is, and I know that it reaches almost to the Jackson area, and Crystal Springs is not very far from Jackson. So for all the big wrestling fans out in the metro area of the Jackson area, make your plans to get down to Crystal Springs tonight and see some outstanding talent and some outstanding wrestling. Good professional stars are on the circuit there tonight.
And tomorrow night in Greenwood, Mississippi, turn out in big numbers. Bring your family. It's a family-orientated show. We do wrestling the old-school way, the way it's supposed to be. It's family-valued entertainment, and it's going to be fun at National Guard Army across from Urban Industry tomorrow night. Tell them who's going to be on the card, Mr. Cascio.
Well, the one name that catches my eye is the Jagged Edge, and this is an outstanding heavyweight. I believe he's got a title under his belt. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's the Mid-South Heavyweight Championship.
And he's been in the business long enough that he knows how to take care of business, if you know what I'm saying. He reminds me a lot of the Junkyard Dog as far as his size, his athletic ability, just a super, super talent. And wrestling fans, if you have not seen this young man, then you deserve yourself to get out and see just a real superstar in professional wrestling today. Mentioning the Junkyard Dog, I go back many years traveling with him when I was with the International Championship Wrestling Circuit and also Five-Star Championship Wrestling out of Baton Rouge. He and I drove to Atlanta one time together. He had a daughter in Atlanta, and we had finished a show one night somewhere in Louisiana or Beaumont, Texas, or somewhere, and he and I drove all the way to Atlanta. We went there twofold. He went to see his daughter, and I went to see the Atlanta Braves. And I had an outstanding trip riding with him, and what a talent he was. And it was certainly a devastating loss to professional sports when he was killed in that car accident. But again, getting back to the Jagged Edge, if you have not seen this young man, all wrestling fans, you owe it to yourself to get the family together and get out to the National Guard Armory in Greenwood tomorrow evening.
Well, Mr. Cascio, you're exactly right. There, see, history in the making. We can never replace what the Jagged Edge meant to the Delta and the Mississippi area and the Mid-South area and all, but that's what got me into professional wrestling, the fact that when the Junkyard Dog died, I found out that he was coming back from his daughter in Carolina and stayed awake and fell asleep in Forest, Mississippi, and tragically died in the car wreck. Mm-hmm. That touched me, and that's when I started checking out the scene in wrestling. I found out where you were. I found out who was in real wrestling, who was not into real wrestling, and I said I wanted to do something to bring real wrestling back, the kind of wrestling that the people will want to come out and see. And I'm on the verge of really putting this thing together, folks. Y'all turn out tomorrow, and you'll see history in the making. The Junkyard Dog wrestled one of his first matches right here in Greenwood, Mississippi, under the name of Sylvester Ritter, his real name. The Jagged Edge is going to go to the top of this business. He is as talented as The Rock. He could probably beat The Rock, Mr. Cascio, right now. And people, when you come to see him, you're seeing history in the making.
That's true. You really are. This is just a superb talent. He really is.
Also on the card, we got Mad Dog Butch Wiggins, Heavenly Love, the Reverend Heavenly Love, the only wrestling preacher in the state of Mississippi. And coming down from Memphis, Tennessee, is one half of the Fantastics, Tommy Rogers. You remember him, don't you?
I do. And another outstanding talent. He really is.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell you, I love his work ethic. He is he's such a consummate professional. You know, he's overcoming shoulder surgery and neck surgery. So he's trying to get back to his athletic best, let's put it like that.
Right.
But he's got his work cut out tomorrow night, folks. So y'all come and see wrestling tomorrow night in Greenwood, Mississippi. We want to send out a special shout to Tech Info, our official internet service provider. You can find us on the web at www.midsouthwrestling.com. And as Bill Watts told me just the other day, he said, buddy, as soon as you get the jagged edge big and drawing your cards, he said, look for Vince to pull them away from you. Well, Vince, this goes out to you. I know your cronies are listening in. Y'all get ready for the jagged edge to shock wrestling in the state of Mississippi.
It's been a pleasure being with you, buddy, and I'd like to say hello to all my family and friends in the Greenwood area.
That's right. And, Mr. Cassio, I'm going to pull you into what we're doing in this wrestling. We're looking at putting something on the cable system where we're going to show the old film. We even got some of the five-star stuff. We got stuff that you've been involved in that goes way back. And as soon as that gets to develop, people, you'll be able to watch wrestling on TV, be able to keep up with Mid-South wrestling, what we're doing, what we did back then and what we're doing now. How's that sound?
Sounds exciting. It really does.
Thank you, Mr. Cassio. Appreciate it. Stephanie, throwing it back to you, bud.
That's right. Get ready, Greenwood, Mississippi. Mid-South Wrestling returns to Greenwood at the Mississippi Delta. This all happened Saturday, March the 17th at the National Guard Armory across from Irving. The main event will be the winner of the Mississippi Rumble will take on the Mid-South champion, Jagged Edge. MC stars such as Michael Darkhart, Papa Ross, Reverend Heavenly Love, Mad Dog Butch Wiggins, The Cobra, along with other great Mid-South stars. No time is set for 8 p.m. This all happened at the National Guard Armory Saturday, March the 17th at the Mid-South Wrestling returns to Greenwood, Mississippi. Don't miss it.
The Naz English presents in concert BPI, Ballers and Players Incorporated of Lost Keys Records at Club 2001 in Winona, Mississippi, Friday, March 16th from 9 until. The show starts at 11 o'clock, admission $7. Guest performance by Them Thugs, Quest Entertainment from Memphis, Tennessee. Free prizes will be...